Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 44. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. An update on my old friend Jack Herrer, who had a heart attack last Saturday at the Portland Hempstock Festival. There are rumors abounding that I too have received that Jack had passed on the 18th. Fortunately, these rumors are untrue. Unfortunately, however, Jack is currently showing very little sign of any brain activity. I send Jack, my old friend, my love and best wishes, and my hopes that he pulls through, as he has with other health issues in the past. He was supposed to come by my place the week before last to discuss finishing and publishing his last book, but at the last minute, the plans were changed, and so, unfortunately, he never made it here. Regarding tonight's show, I've promised this interview for the last 9 months, and I'm finally making good on my promise. The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross was one of the most controversial books written in the 20th century. Not since Darwin's On the Origin of Species had a book caused such outrage. John Marco Allegro was a respected Dead Sea Scrolls scholar and had just left his post as a lecturer at Manchester University. His infamous 1970 book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, revealed that Judeo-Christianity is based on an ancient fertility mushroom cult. Judy is the daughter of John Marco Allegro. She works as a freelance writer and editor, mainly for Plain Language Commission, where she's involved in turning all sorts of documents into readable and meaningful English. Besides her book, John Marco Allegro, The Maverick of the Dead Sea Scrolls, she has written a number of articles about her father's work, as well as various others about writing in clear, plain English. Judy lives in Derbyshire, England, with her husband, two children, and assorted animals. This is a very special episode as we go into the detail on John Allegro's background and the untold truth regarding his work on the Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. We're also happy to announce the upcoming release of the 40th anniversary edition of The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, and that's also going to include a foreword by Judy and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck from Boston University, who I've had on my show twice before. And the book will be available for pre-ordering beginning this week on the Gnostic Media website. We cannot give you an exact delivery date, but as soon as it comes from the printer, you will be receiving your copy. And the book will be available in both softcover and hardback editions. And this show is listener-sponsored, so if you enjoy this show and talk about it or share it with your friends and family, please donate and support this show. It is your support we need, and we've really needed everyone's help and support this month. Donations and book sales have been really slow with the economy, so if you can help support the show, we greatly appreciate it. And I do appreciate everyone who donated last week, and I sent each one of you a personal thank you. So again, I really appreciate your help. And what I'm doing is offering a significant discount on the Gnostic Media website for our books and DVDs that I started this last Monday on the 14th to see if we can catch up on some bills. And so basically everything on the website is 25% off. And that means the DVD, the She Who Remembers audio archives for the full set, and my book, The Holy Mushroom, as well as the color edition of Astrotheology and Shamanism, and the black and white edition of that. And you can also get a discount on the combo packages that were already heavily discounted. And if you need to order some gifts for the upcoming holidays and want to get it out of the way now, or don't want to wait until the malls are full on 7 p.m. on the 24th of December, please get your copies now. We really appreciate your support on that. And last week I talked a little bit about what was inside my books, The Holy Mushroom. I do a breakdown of all of the arguments against John Allegro's work, especially on the entheogen side, and show how most of the attacks against his work were unfounded, and also show where many of the attacks originated against him and what the reasoning was behind that. I also provide original primary ancient texts that prove the use of mushrooms in ancient Judeo-Christianity, and I also have a citation in there from John Rush on the ancient Muhammad knowledge of the mushrooms, and as well as 37 color and 7 black and white very revealing images of mushrooms in Christian art. So, you know, this book has gotten a lot of support from academia, and if you haven't checked it out, please do. Now's your chance. It's discounted, and I will be autographing those that go out, and also will be autographing any copies of Astrotheology and Shamanism that goes out, and that is my first book that I wrote with Andrew Rutaji that goes into the history of religion being, at least most religions, being based on 3 primary themes, which are sun and star worship, moon worship, drugs, and sex fertility worship. And that book just went through a complete revision into a second edition earlier this year. And as I mentioned a minute ago, that's also available in both color and black and white. So do check that out. And how does all of this affect you? By understanding the origins of our religions, we can understand a lot about how our societies and cultures work and about some of the prejudices and fears that are used to manipulate the population into doing all sorts of bizarre things in the name of their god or religion. And I've got about 53 copies remaining of the first edition, first printing of The Holy Mushroom, and I've got about 97 copies of the black and white second edition of Astrotheology and Shamanism. Basically what we did was got a bunch of books hoping that the economy and things were going to be better, and ended up getting overextended. So if anyone is interested, once again, all of that stuff is 25% off, including the She Who Remembers audio archives that I've mentioned on the show several times in the past. It's a project that I worked on for over 2.5 years and basically took hundreds and hundreds of audio cassettes and converted all of the material to MP3. It was the collection of Jeannie Brittingham Erstad, who went by the name She Who Remembers on KPFK radio for a number of years, and she was a dear friend of mine. And she died in April of 2002. And there are some amazing talks in there, folks. And so, again, I'm offering a full set of the archives for 25% off to help pay some bills. I've never had anyone who's ordered these who didn't come back and say that they weren't completely blown away by the content that's on there. And as I said before, Terrence McKenna's on there. We've also got Chris Conrad. There's Manly P. Hall, Dave Emery, Michael Parenti, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, Walter Boart from Operation Mind Control, Hugh Downs from ABC News, Jello Biafra, Christian Ratch, who's a famous ethnobotanist, Rick Doblin from MAPS, who's been on my show before, Jonathan Ott, who's also a famous ethnobotanist, Graham Hancock, Daniel Ellsberg, Jordan Maxwell, Robert Anton Wilson, Carlos Castaneda, and physicist Fred Allen Wolf, as well as Dr. Rick Strassman, author of DMT, the Spirit Molecule, and many dozens of other talks in there that will blow your mind. And these archives are worth every penny, so order your copy now and support this podcast and Gnostic Media. And to get these archives, go to the Gnostic Media website. You can either go to the store page, or you can click on the SWR archive button down on the bottom right of the front page. And, you know, check them out. You won't regret it. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to the Gnostic Media website and click on the donate button at the top left of the website and donate.